This is DW News live from Berlin. Protesters have gathered outside the White House following the death of George Floyd. As the world witnesses another day of global protest against racism and police brutality, thousands gather in the US Capitol for what could be the biggest demonstration yet. And tensions between nuclear neighbors. Reports of an increase in troop numbers on both sides of the disputed border between India and China are fueling fears of a bigger confrontation. We look at how serious the face-off is becoming. I'm Gerhard Elfers. Welcome to the program. Protesters are gathering in Washington, D.C. for what are expected to be the largest protests yet against police brutality in the United States. People are assembling at different points in the city and are expected to convene near the White House later in the day. Authorities have closed off much of the downtown area to traffic. The Washington protest and others around the world have arisen from outrage over the death of George Floyd. He was an African-American who died in police custody in Minneapolis 10 days ago. Now let's go straight to Washington and bring in DW's DC bureau chief Alexandra von Namen, who's at the protest at the Lincoln Memorial. Alexandra, the protests are just kicking off there. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, they are just about to take off. If you can see that behind me, they have come together here to protest police brutality and racial injustice. And now they are moving, presumably, to the White House to continue their protest. There are many different demonstrations across the city today, and all of them will presumably lead eventually to the White House to protest against President Donald Trump. It was quite interesting to see this crowd here. It was very spontaneous. There was no stage, no list of speakers. Whoever wanted to address the crowd was able to do so. It was quite a fascinating event that is now going to an end.
So what are the demands? What are you hearing? What are protesters calling for?
So a priority for the people who are taking to the streets is, of course, justice for George Floyd. And they want the officers who were involved in his death to be convicted. But the protests are going beyond that. And we could listen to many speakers who address racial injustice in the U.S. One of them was talking about his experience, how difficult it is for him to find a good job, and how he had a talk with his parents about how to behave to stay safe while dealing with the police at the age of 6.
Alexandra, how strong is the police presence there? And more importantly, are there any soldiers?
Yeah, you can see them maybe if it's possible, if it's not far away behind me. This is National Guard. They were deployed here to protect the monuments. And there, we have seen some police on our way to the Lincoln Memorial. However, I need to say that they are trying to keep their distance. They're not doing anything, just watching what's happening, not to provoke the crowd, I would assume.
Alexandra, we're hearing that several protests in different parts of the city are planned. Does U.S. President Donald Trump see these as a threat or directed at him?
Well, I would assume so. You know that he's been very critical of the protesters. He's been focusing on, you know, damage and rioters and not focusing on the legitimate demands of the people who have been taking to the streets for many days now. He is sort of dug in the White House. He has nothing on his schedule today, so I would assume he will be watching TV. He can even hear the protesters while being in the White House, and one of their favorite chants is vote him out. So presumably he could feel threatened by the protesters.
He's probably going to get the message. Alexandra von Namen, our correspondent in Washington, thank you. As outrage spreads over the killing of George Floyd in the US, protesters have taken to the streets in many parts of the world. They're calling for an end to racism and police brutality in the US, as well as in their own societies. Here's a look at some of the protests taking place around the world today in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Rarely have protests over deaths in custody drawn so many Australians. Tens of thousands rallied in Australian cities, large and small. Their focus, hundreds of Aboriginal people who have died in jails and police stations in the last 30 years, with no officer ever found guilty. Here, the death of George Floyd has suddenly created widespread anger about an Australian problem.
I've waited too long for justice to be handed down for my people, and it's time for me to make a change in the only way that people are going to listen to me, and I'm going to do it peacefully.
In Brazil, demonstrators have been raising their voices against the killing of black people, mainly in poor neighbourhoods, called the favelas.
Every 23 minutes in the world, a young black person dies. We have to fight because of that. If we don't fight, that will continue and we will keep dying.
In Mexico, masked demonstrators vandalised buildings and threw stones at the US embassy in the capital. Protests began here on Thursday after the death of a young man in Jalisco State. He was allegedly beaten to death in a police station for not wearing a face mask. We are here in support of the great uprising of black people and of all colours for the crime against George Floyd committed by pig policemen in the United States. There were protests in numerous cities across the UK. In London, thousands of people ignored the wet weather to take to the streets. Demonstrations went ahead, despite officials urging people to stay at home and stick to physical distancing rules. And there were similar scenes in Berlin. Thousands of people gathered in the German capital to demonstrate against racism and police violence.
I'm here to show all those people in power who have their eyes closed that we are here and we're against racism. I'm here to protest not only for our generation, but also for the next generation.
This movement is not just about showing outrage at the death of African American George Floyd in the US. The Black Lives Matter movement has unleashed a wave of protests against racism worldwide.
Now to some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Egypt's president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has announced a ceasefire initiative for the civil war in Libya. It calls for the exit of all foreign fighters. Al-Sisi was joined by General Khalifa Haftar, whose forces lost the battle for the capital Tripoli to troops loyal to Libya's UN-backed government. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg has pledged to review the company's content policies amid heated debate over how social media should handle posts by US President Donald Trump. Facebook will review how it handles threats of state use of force and posts that could influence voter participation. U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly ordered the Pentagon to cut the number of U.S. troops stationed in Germany by nearly a third. Government sources cited by the Wall Street Journal say around 25,000 soldiers would remain. American forces have been stationed in Germany since the end of World War II. Tensions have been building along India's disputed border with China. There have been a number of skirmishes between opposing troops in recent weeks. Now, reports of an increase in troop numbers on both sides are fueling fears of a bigger confrontation between the nuclear-armed neighbours. Indian and Chinese military commanders are holding talks today to try to defuse the situation. Here's our report on how India and China came to blows in the first place.
Located high in the Himalayan mountains, the Indian region of Ladakh is known for its natural beauty. But in May, it was also the site of tensions, as scuffles broke out between Indian and Chinese troops. The region lies close to one of the most hotly contested borders in the world, between India and China. The yellow line on this map marks a boundary between the two countries. It's known as the line of actual control, but it's not a hard frontier, as China and India never agreed on where their official border should lie. In 1962, the two nations fought a war over the issue, but failed to resolve the problem. In the decades since that conflict, there have been several standoffs between Chinese and Indian troops patrolling the area. One of the longest and most serious was in 2017, In the summer of that year, the two sides confronted each other for 73 days after Indian troops blocked construction of a road by China. The leaders of India and China discussed the problem at meetings in 2018 and 2019. They promised to maintain the peace, but they made no progress on settling the issue of who owns the land in the border area. Nevertheless, they put mechanisms in place to prevent lethal flare-ups between troops. But recent satellite imagery posted on Twitter by an Australian security analyst suggests both sides are building up their military presence in the area. And this is causing concern that another more serious confrontation could be looming.
India is now number six in the global list of countries worst hit by the coronavirus, surpassing Italy. India has reported its biggest single-day surge of infections so far. Nearly 10,000 new cases have been confirmed, taking the total number of infections in India to over 236,000. The record spike comes just days before restaurants and temples are set to reopen. Now, our reporter Hang Xuan Li is here to tell us more about the latest coronavirus developments. Hang Xuan, India has now taken over Italy in position six in the world rankings, if you will, of countries worst hit. So what's the global situation like at the moment?
Yeah, I can tell you that, Gerhard, in a minute. So globally, over 6.9 million people have now been infected with COVID-19, and some 395,000 people have so far died from the virus. And the US has so far the largest number of confirmed cases, at almost 1.9 million people. So 1.9 million people have been infected right now. And Brazil is the second worst hit country, and it has now 600,000 cases. Sorry. And of course, there are some other countries that are severely hit as well by the virus. For example, Russia, UK and Spain, and India comes right behind them. Mm.
Speaking of Brazil, you just mentioned Brazil. President Bolsonaro has now threatened to withdraw Brazil from the WHO as well, following Donald Trump's lead. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the statement came on Friday when Jair Bolsonaro was talking to journalists. He said, because the United States has left the WHO, so they are studying that too. And he also said that either the WHO works without, quote, ideological bias, or Brazil will leave. Now, what does it mean by ideological bias? Since the pandemic started, US President Donald Trump has criticized the way WHO has been handling the crisis. And it also criticized the organization as a puppet of China. And so Bolsonaro is an ideological ally of Trump, and many has dubbed him even as Tropical Trump. So he probably shares similar views. But his announcement came at a time when Brazil is still severely suffering from the coronavirus. So more than 35,000 people have died so far. And Brazilian media even has said that the virus is killing, quote, a Brazilian per minute.
That is a lot. Any updates, very briefly, please, on vaccines, treatments?
I don't have any news on vaccines, unfortunately, but the WHO has now advised people to start wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Now, you may be surprised because that is a must in many countries, but now, but for a long time, it said it was not necessary. Now it says that there are some new evidence and people should now start wearing masks.
Our reporter, Hang Xuan Li, thank you very much for this. Well, the head of America's National Football League, the NFL, has admitted the league was wrong for not allowing on-field protests against racial injustice. The NFL previously banned players from kneeling during the country's national anthem. That practice was started by Colin Kaepernick in 2016 in protest against police brutality towards black Americans. But Kaepernick's move then sparked a backlash from some fans and owners of teams. You're watching DW News. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest news on our website. That's, of course, dw.com. And also, do follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DW News. I'm Gerhard Alfers from me and the team. Thanks for joining.